The following program is rated TV-MANOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Excuse me, sir.
Go to the fucking gym.
Wow! What?
Jesus.
That was amazing.
That was great,
right? You got me like a foot off the ground.
Are you okay?
Yeah, no, it doesn't hurt.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat-tivism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me.
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Whoa, Normith.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, testicles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 2800-99 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleevescast, and Slaycast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beaches, booshes, bustas, hustles, and your hoes? It's your boy Papa Swolio back with another episode. And today's episode of the Beastcast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everesting K2, flexing on all you beaches.
It's the fucking Catalina wine.
All right, fam, welcome to the show. Hit the thumbs up button, download the Rumble app, rumble.com/thedailyswole live. And of course, you can leave us a 5-star review, listen, watch Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Please make sure you go and leave a 5-star review if you enjoy the show. And of course, if you are ready to join the fam today, support the podcast, support the Swole fam, get access to all of our programs, yoga, meditation. We got over 400 yoga and meditation and mobility classes. We have full programs for beginners, for advanced. We got Swole Season. We got 90 Day Dash. We got Maximum Swole. We have Swole Mastery, which is a great body weight exercise protocol without any equipment. So we have things that for people that want to build a lot of muscle, we have great programs for people that need to work on stability, joint mobility, decrease pain. We have the elimination diet, nutrition jumpstart. We have everything to crush your seven pillars. Go and check out the Summer Swole specials over at SwoleNormousX.com. That'll explain it all over there. You get unlimited access as a member. So go and check it out. SwoleNormousX.com. Jump on the limited time Summer Swole specials now. And of course, tomorrow is episode 2900. Wow. All right. Golf clap for the Daily Swole. Now, you know what that means? That means that we got a signature series release. P3S10 goes live for purchase tomorrow. Actually, tonight at midnight. All right. April 14th. So tonight at midnight for 24 hours, SwoleNormousX.com/signature. It'll be the only day that you're able to purchase P3S10. And let me tell you, you've been waiting a while for P3S9. It is on its way out, and it is going to blow your nips off. So I promise you, the wait is well worth it, and P3S10 is going to be dirty as well. It's going to be filthy. So P3S9 is nasty. P3S10 is also going to be legit. So make sure you mark your calendars again. SwoleNormousX.com/signature. Midnight to midnight. If you show up at 1 a.m., too late. You show up. It's gone. All right. So you have one day to purchase, no excuses. You've known about it for, I don't know, a couple years, I guess, at this point. So it's all there. P3S10. You ready? Let's fucking go. All right, fam, let's get into that tip. Let's bust the nut open. Let's get today's episode started. Are you ready, beaches? I think you are. Let's get it on. Falcon. Put some respect on it, beaches. Happy Saturday. We'll be right back. It is the time for Swole Slut Saturday. So drop in the comments down below. Hashtag SSS. It is Swole Slut Saturday. Shout out to all the Swole Sluts out there. Drop in the comments. We'll give away the Swole card at the end of today's episode. Now let's get into that tip. Babe, just an inch, just an inch. It's cold outside. First Swole fan post of the day is from Carson. Carson says, or asks, has anyone here ever done an elimination diet with their child? So you can drop your responses in the comments down below. My son, 8 years old, has pretty intense ADHD and has been on medication for about a year. We took a medication break over the spring about a month ago. He did great as he went back to school. We shared this with the teacher and she was fantastic with helping us. However, we did this as a trial. After a month, the teacher called my wife and suggested we resume his medications. I want to talk about possibly doing an elimination diet, but I also know my wife thinks it's extreme in comparison to her old vegan diet. Also, I know my son will resist if he ever goes to any family member's house. He will likely coerce them into giving him things he doesn't need. I do not have an answer that's really helpful aside from, I think medication like that for kids is, I don't want to say criminal, but for ADHD, I don't think that's an actual thing. In most cases, I do not believe that's an actual thing. Of course, everything in this world is quote unquote on a spectrum. Some people have a lot of issues. Some people have little issues. I don't think this attention deficit is actually a thing. I think it's because school is fucking boring. Kids need to eat better food and kids need a lot of exercise. They need things to get out that physical angst, that physical and emotional and mental and psychological angst. I really think that this is a product of our current lifestyle and, of course, the food input, the fluorescent lights, who the fuck knows what's in the water and all the stuff that he's subjected to. So, of course, he's fine on spring break when he's home, he's outside, he's relaxed, he's not stuck in a chair all day, and then he goes back to the indoctrination center and all of a sudden he's, you know, antsy or whatever, or not paying attention. Of course, kids aren't going to pay attention. I think that's a fundamental problem with the school system. But anyway, that was a little rant. Any other thoughts? I mean, I will say this, aside from my beliefs on the medication, all that stuff. Okay. There's applications for it, but come on, this is not something that needs to be medicated. This is something structural that needs to be adjusted in this child's life. So absolutely the food is the most important thing. Food, sleep, not on social media, not scrolling through apps and scrolling through the TV and video games and stuff like that. It's going to be the nutrition. It's going to be the nutrition. So your wife thinks it's extreme. She's just, and this doesn't mean stupid. She's ignorant to what an elimination diet is. Her old vegan diet, I don't know if she's currently a vegan, but it's not extreme. Veganism is extreme because it's extremely poor of an approach. You're not getting the nutrients that you need as a functioning human being. So that's extreme because you're going based on an ideology, not actually optimizing health. So can you eat plant source foods? Sure. You need to make sure you're cutting out all the inflammatory ones and the ones that your body doesn't react well to. So nutrition is going to be number one. This is the environment. This is always going to be the problem. Family members, houses and stuff like that. They're going to coerce him. I mean, that means these people are very sinister. Family members that do not agree with your wishes and give your kids garbage against your wishes, that's not a good person to keep in your life. I know if they're family or friends, but it's really hard when you are going to be dealing with people that are going to try to sabotage your child and your relationship with your child in order to, you know, satisfy their own, you know, ignorance when it comes to nutrition. People don't really want to see you succeed, which is where that stems from. That makes my blood boil. People don't want to see you succeed. They really don't, because if you succeed, it just shows them, it reflects to them that they're not doing better for themselves. This is why people give you shit when you start eating better and exercising and diverging from the terrible habits that you used to share with these other people. So your son will resist. I mean, look, again, another little rant here, but this is the problem when you don't start this from scratch. If your kids have exposed themselves, you don't have this belief system. I really do think you need to have, it's like a moral compass when it comes to food. You'll hear these fat activists and people all the time say, well, fat's neither good nor bad. There's no good foods or bad foods. They always try to attach this morality to it, or they try to pretend like there is no morality to it, because there is. Again, listen to what I'm saying. All these fat acceptance, woke-tards, leftists, whatever you want to call them, that we cover in a lot of these videos in the Balls Deep portion, they're always trying to pretend that there is no good or bad when it comes to food. That's not true. Because the choices that you make to eat those foods, those are the moral choices. You are consciously making a decision that's going to trash your body. You're constantly eating poison. You're consciously eating these foods that you know are not good for you. They're not really foods. They're not nutrition. You know they're bad for you. You know they're evil. You know this. You know this. So there are the choices. You can make the argument both ways, but I do think there is an absolute good or bad. There is. There are good choices and there are bad choices. You might not know them right away, but once you get that information, once you get that feedback and you know, hey, if I eat this, it's a bad choice because it's going to lead to this, one and the other. Then if you consciously made that choice, then of course, you might have to learn some things by experience. That's fine. That's life. You're not going to be perfect. My point is, there's objectively good choices and bad choices. And when you expose young, impressionable children to these highly addictive, ultra-processed foods, they're going to resist it. They're going to be like, he's not going to like it. That's why you have to lead by example. Really, it pretty much has to be the religion in your house. Now, I'm not saying your kid's never going to go somewhere and eat something. He has to learn from you. They want to emulate you. Schools and all these like systems, they want to separate the child from the parents. I'm not saying this teacher is evil. I'm not saying she's trying to separate, but the state itself, this kind of public indoctrination center, which is our education system, it's awful. Overall, it's terrible. I know there's locally some good things here and there, but on a whole, it's not a good thing. It could be much better. What it does, it removes the authority from the parents. And that's the parents' fault for outsourcing to the teachers, to the principal. They know better. They know, listen to your teachers. No, they should be listening to the parents. That's why the schools are always trying to separate the control, the locus of control from the parents and put it into the state, put it into the public school system. So your children need to respect you. And if they follow, if you're leading your children, they're going to want to emulate you. You want your children to emulate you. You're teaching them, but you're leading by example. So when we have kids, yeah, I'm not saying it's going to be perfect. I'm not going to like physically, beat my child if they eat something somewhere else. I want to show them, and I'm going to lead by example. I don't eat these things because I don't want to be diabetic. I don't be fat and fucking lazy. I don't want to be like that person. I know what these foods are made of. I objectively know that these foods are not real food. I want to eat nutrient-dense, delicious food that is going to benefit me and taste good and have... You have to lead. You have to lead, and you have to have this be a foundation. And I think what I'm seeing from this post, I know we went a little bit long on that, I think it's fundamentally that you and your wife are not on the same page with this, which means it's really like, how is it going to work if you're trying to get your child eating properly and your wife is either a vegan or she doesn't believe in that? It's going to be behind the back type of shit. You got to communicate this with your wife. So any other thoughts you could drop in the chat? I think that was in the Telegram, but that was a little bit of a rant. I know I probably didn't give any actionable stuff here, but it's kind of objectively going to make a massive difference. The food is going to be, it's going to make a massive, massive difference. I don't know what the other habits are, but it's going to be absolutely fucking a game changer if he goes like carnivore or something like that, especially for neurological issues. Keto and carnivore and stuff like that is shown time and time again to be extremely effective. And again, you see all these people that I'm on the spectrum, autistic and this, that, and the other. A lot of it is because of chemicals and exposure to toxins, environmental toxins and poor lifestyle habits. And there's some genetic factors here more rarely, but it's kind of, drawing straws and luck of the draw too. But you're going to find more often than not, you have unique benefits to having this type of variety with humans, people that brains think a little bit differently. Like, I think we're all very grateful and we're all benefiting as humans from Elon Musk's brain working a little bit differently and hyper-focusing on mathematics and physics and space flight and technology. And you have a lot of people, you have artists, you have a lot of creative people that are just singularly focused. And you see this on social media. You see this with people with their businesses that have a niche that just are so focused and obsessed with one thing. And they're very successful because people enjoy seeing other people that obsess with their craft. This is why excelling is very important. This is why we should encourage kids and in school and stuff to excel. Gifted people can be moved on faster. People that have unique passions and skills and focus and ability to funnel attention on certain things, that should be facilitated, because that kind of obsessive focus, you don't have to be the most skilled, but you're so obsessed at getting better and improving or studying and tweaking and doing this, that you're going to create amazing stuff because of the amount of time, the sheer amount of time and hours that's going to take for you to master that craft. So we have to facilitate the strengths when it comes to students. We need to give people the skills to communicate and to deal with taxes and stuff like that, and property rights and the Constitution, stuff like that, in our society, so they can function within one another. But you need to facilitate the strengths of an individual. So saying a kid has ADHD, man, every fucking kid has ADHD. They're just popping pills. They're just sending kids home with medications with this, that, and the other, because you're sitting kids 30, 40, 50 in a room on wooden fucking desks staring at a goddamn chalkboard. It's boring as shit. You're not learning anything important. That's why kids have ADHD. They look outside and it's beautiful and it's sunny. It's spring in April. They should be outside climbing trees and exercising and getting some sun. They're sitting in a room learning what? Mathematics, arithmetic. You can give them a video game to teach them math and they'd be much more effective. You want to learn? Play a video game and learn how to do the math, and then go outside and build a structure with blocks and wood and stuff like that based on that math. Have them do things. All right, good rant. Joanne says, hell yeah, I work out. A workout always feels better at the end when you didn't want to start. I have no idea what's going on today, but I've had a pretty full-on headache, very much like the hormone headaches I get during my cycle, only it's not the usual headache time. Nothing is glaringly different out of my routine, but I did notice last night and today that my balance is weaker. So whatever the cause, I'm not 100%. Today's plan was to do the mobility in the 90-day dash. Even though all I wanted to do was nap and read, I decided that even a slow, relaxed session of mobility was better than none at all. Got a 20-minute brain gains. First to silence the voices of sabotage and headed into the gym to get it done. It was slow, my balance was weak, and I felt tight and uncoordinated, but that feeling at the end when you know you did it anyway is incomparable to any other. Victory! And the face of, not defeat, but the face of success and satisfaction. Good for you, Joanne. Thanks for sharing. It is always the most important workouts, the ones where you don't feel like doing it. Stick to the plan, and if the plan is to train, then do it. And like I always say, if you're not feeling chronically like training, you feel chronically exhausted, your programming needs to be adjusted, your volume or your intensity or your rest periods. All right, go to makeemailswoleagain.com, get on the email list. We're going to read a couple, makeemailswoleagain.com. We have two responses from the email. I'm tired of hearing people say this. That's the title of the email. If you missed it, get on the email list, makeemailswoleagain.com. Jordan says, damn right. I used to use the weekend to fuck off. Once I flipped that switch, my gains are more consistent. Shocker. You'd also be amazed how drastically your mood can improve when you're not hungover on a Saturday or Sunday morning. Who would have thought? But now with my current split, looks like I got some mobility and cardio on Saturday, chest and back on Sunday. The gains never stop. Keep crushing it. Jordan, good for you. Shocker that when you don't binge drink on the weekends, you don't get hungover. Huh. What do you know? Nathan says, longtime supporter and subscriber, but first time responder. I joined the gym community 4 years ago to support my dream of joining the military. I am now a senior in high school and running two teams, including rifle team and drill team. And I am in charge of around 150 cadets. I hold the rank sergeant major in my MCJROTC program. I want to thank you and other creators for helping me break out of a shell and making the best version of myself. If you have the time to respond to my message, that would mean another to me. But I know you're a busy man. Sincerely, Nathan. Nathan, I am responding right now. Thank you so much for the email. Super stoked to read this. Keep us posted. Congratulations. Keep it up. And thank you for your future service. I hope you continue to keep on keeping on and keep on crushing. It sounds like you're doing everything that you want to do. So good for you, my guy. Good for you. Thanks for responding, Nathan. Love it. All right, fam. Knowledge cock time. Sweet. Disco, 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 disco. Zoom. Sexy. All right, fam. Let's get into it. Good job, Nathan. Let's read a couple comments. Let's see. Cerny says, I know from experience, cutting out the shit food makes a big difference in the way I feel physically and mentally. Let's see. Loretta says, I wonder how many homeschooled kids have ADHD. Not as many, probably. Yeah, I mean, Loretta says, homeschool kids, parentheses, 3 hours a day for school. Look, you don't need, come on. We all know that the school system, especially the public school system, it's really daycare for kids, essentially. Parents are going to work. Both parents have to work because of inflation going off the gold standard, not, you know, money printing, terrible policies, this, that, and the other, feminism, all these things that have just allowed the humans, allowed us to become more slaves. All right. You can't have one parent have a job, have a car, you know, 2-3 kids, have a house. You can't do that. You both need to be working one or two jobs and a side hustle, and you can't watch your kid because you both have to work all day. So some people are fortunate enough or have worked hard enough or, you know, whatever to make that happen, but it's farther and few between. It should be the standard, but it's not anymore. So what you have is this daycare during, you know, that has to be so fucking early. So what we're doing is we are destroying our kids' health from the start. We're making them stand outside in the dark. I know in the winter, I remember you have kids outside at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning to catch the bus. That's insane. I'm not saying kids shouldn't be up early, but that's ridiculous because you know they're not going to sleep till late because they get sent home and they have all this bullshit fucking busy work. They're at school all day. This pisses me off the most. What are they doing? What are kids doing in school all fucking day? Tell me. What are kids doing in fucking school all day that they need so much homework? Homework is evil. It's fucking evil. What am I doing there? School started, I think, in my high school. What time did you guys start high school? I think it was 7:50 for some reason, 7:40 or so. 7:50, like, oh, it has to be 7:50, not 8. So it's like 7:50, and we would, God, I'm trying to remember the time. I think it was like 2:30. 2:10, 2:20. I think that was my high school. 7:50. Let's do the, let's just say 8 o'clock. So that's what, 6 hours, 6.5 hours. What were you doing in high school that needs to go home after that? Cause then now you want kids to play sports. So then you'd have sports, you know, practice or a baseball game or whatever it was, or after school activities. Okay. And then you need to go home and write papers and write. What am I doing all fucking day? What am I doing all day in school that I have to go do more? Sounds like I wasn't doing enough or doing the right things that I should have to keep on doing more. You're sitting around bored out of your fucking mind, and then you have to do this bullshit at home. You just never get out from under it. And on the weekends, you should be like, hey, you're done with your learning. We taught you important shit, and now you get to go and be physically active and get out all that energy so tomorrow you can come in ready to learn. Every school should have first period, or like when you get there. Here's what I would do if you had like some kind of like institution to actually improve kids' lives. First thing you would come in, first thing in the morning, it'd be exercise and like meditation. You'd have martial arts, you'd have... It would be general exercise, general activity, and they'd be more specific. And then you'd end with like a meditation, and then you would go and have food. Then you would have like a meal, you know, after all that activity first thing in the morning. So you can train fasted, kids could eat or whatever, but you would do some physical activity, get that energy out, and then you can have a meditation, ease people in, right? Nice, good meal. And then you could have your specific learning curriculum, which we can have a conversation about what you would actually teach children. But there's so many things that kids can learn on their own, especially with technology today. Especially with technology today, because there are so many ways, and we all kind of had this, or I had this in the 90s, and of course more today. You have games that actually teach you how to do things. How many, I'm sure it still exists today, how many of you learned to type with Mavis Beacon? My grandfather, his computer, Macintosh LC3. It was a great game, and of course I'm sure that has, I don't know what they do now, but it was a game where it taught you how to type. So you'd have little tests, you have little courses, you have video games where the car would go faster. And if you were more accurate with your typing, with the speed, your car would win and it would be going faster. And if you'd fall behind in the race, if you started making errors, I learned how to type on that game. No one had to sit there and teach me, here, move your hands here. It was a game. So technology can facilitate the important things when you learn. And I think kids should know the basics. I think kids should understand how things work so you're not dependent on a phone. You can add, you can do this kind of stuff. But do we need like complex trigonometry? Of course not. We don't need shit like that. We need kids to be able to think within a paradigm, within a structure. We need people to kids to be creative. So you can do a lot of these things. A lot of things that we teach kids, especially when they're in a group. When kids are in a group, you should teach them how to play well with one another. This is the big thing, right? You want children to be able to, you want kids to be a part of society. So having kids around is part of that society. So you want children to be able to get along, to share, to communicate, to work well together. So when you're in school, you should be teaching kids how to work well with one another. You could do typing and math and stuff with games individually. You don't need the people talking together. How do we add this together? How do we subtract that? How do we do this? No, that's not what you need. When kids are together, you should teach them things that they can do as a group. It's just so many lost opportunities to actually pass on good information. All right, let's take a couple questions. Hashtag Ask Papa Swolio. If you have a live question, we got some from Instagram. Again, hashtag Ask Papa Swolio in the live chat. If you want to call into the show, tomorrow's episode is our signature series day, but tomorrow's episode is only questions. So if you want to call into the show, go to askpapaswolio.com. Again, that's askpapaswolio.com. Call into the show. Awesome. And we'll get to some calls tomorrow, hopefully, if they come in. First question today is how to improve stamina. How to improve stamina? Well, I think you should be slinging that pipe. You know what I'm saying? Practice your cardio, practice your high intensity interval training. If that's what you mean, you know, you could do an assault bike. You can do wind sprints. You could do sled work. You can do Versa climber. You could do all those things. So improving stamina just means training. So get into that zone 2 and zone 3 cardio. All right, Mexto Crew, Papa Swolio, any tips for someone 330 pounds and tired, going to start walking at least until I can afford your program? Well, respect, looking forward to having you part of us, part of the Swole fam, when you're ready. Any tips for someone 330 pounds and tired, do an elimination diet? You can cut out a lot of the garbage foods you're eating. You can do the elimination diet. That's 100% possible. You don't need to join the Swole fam to start the elimination diet. And any tips, start walking. Start walking, go more towards carnivore. Seriously, get rid of all the vegetable oils, seed oils, gluten, processed carbohydrates. Focus on your sleep, focus on lifting weights. But if you just don't have access to anything, can't afford it, start walking, start moving, start training regularly. But nutrition and movement and sleep, the fundamentals. You're tired because you're probably just not eating well. You're 330 pounds, you eat a lot of garbage. You eat a lot of garbage and way too much of it. CaroLexus03, what do you eat for breakfast? Either nothing, or I have my electrolytes and my water in the morning, and I'll have like 40 or 50 grams of just grass-fed whey protein. I don't usually eat something first thing. Mama Swolio's home. She might cook some eggs, and I'll have some leftover steak and some eggs over easy or something like that, but usually I'll have the shake, and then I'm training or doing the show or in training and then eating afterwards, so. Anyone's talking about the stream? Stream's 100% right now. Bandwidth is 100%, so it's looking good. Someone mentioned the stream. Stream's good. Tyler Yuld, Papa Swolio, what's the best food to get or eat when bulking but on a low budget? The best sources of ground beef that you can get. Grass-fed if you can. If you can't, just get ground beef. Just eat beef protein. Protein, beef, and eggs. That's my recommendation, but of course, you're going to also get, you know, the quality matters for sure, but you still want to eat animal protein. It's still going to be a better choice. So I would say beef and rice, stuff like that. Beef, rice, eggs. I know most things are expensive. So people are like, well, eggs are expensive. I mean, then what do you want me to say? Like foods that are good for muscle building are good for muscle building. So protein is going to be the most expensive. So focus on the protein. Rosie from Cali, Papa Swolio, struggling with insomnia. Struggling with insomnia to get up early in the morning. Let me see here. Struggling with insomnia to get up early in the morning. What are your recommendations? My recommendations are to work on your sleep the night before. So you're struggling with insomnia to get up early. Your evening probably sucks. You shouldn't be stop drinking caffeine. If you're drinking anything caffeinated, make sure it's 10 or 12 hours before you're going to sleep. So if you're trying to go sleep at 9 o'clock at night, don't drink past like 9, 10 late morning. Seriously, it makes a big difference. Magnesium glycinate at night can be beneficial. Don't eat too close to bed, dark room, block out your lights, red lights only, turn off all the blue lights, cold, dark room, blackout curtains, all that stuff. Just general recommendation. I don't want to go over every single possible improvement for sleep, but those are the general concepts that we always talk about on the show. No pain, no gain. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Please, again, I always say this, I'm not joking around. Please just don't spam, because if you're spamming with GIFs in the Telegram chat, I'm not going to see comments. So I'm just going to delete the GIFs. It's fine. I don't really care about the GIFs. It's just I don't want to see tons of GIFs when I'm scrolling. No pain, no gain. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. With little kids, guys, please, or we're not going to stream in the Telegram chat. Just, all right. I don't want to look over and see things flashing. Otherwise, I'm just going to ignore the chat. I don't want to minimize it. Okay. No pain, no gain. Dun, 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 dun. With little kids and work, I don't have time to prep food like years ago. Please, ideas. With little kids and work, I don't have time to prep food like years ago. Please, ideas. Well, it's hard because people are going to say, well, Papa Soul, you don't have kids. So of course you could take whatever I say with a grain of salt, but you definitely have time to prep food. Prepping food doesn't take a lot. If you're cooking at all, you have time to prep food. It's just you scheduling the time. If you're trying to prepare chicken breast, for example, you could put them all on a tray and put them in the oven, and then they're all going to cook. When you're cooking beef, you can cook ground beef in a big old pan and cook it all at once and then put it in a container and take out what you need during the week. So you're totally able to prepare your food. So you want ideas. You just need to make the food in a manner that's most efficient for you. It's going to be the time management. It's going to be when you do it, how you schedule it. All right, here's the last attempt. So if you're watching this kind of, I don't know why, but Rumble stops streaming. My internet's fine. The Telegram stops streaming. All right,
here's the last.
So it looks like it's working.
Attempt. So if you're watching this kind of,
just give me one second.
I don't know why, but Rumble stopped.
All right, it was doubling up because I was watching this up here. So let me just see if I can start the Telegram thing again. Let's see if I can do that. We'll just continue from where I was. We'll wrap up the show. If it cuts out again, I'm done. I'm not going to keep on. I'm not going to wait for these apps to get their shit together. All right, so let's continue. Let's see here. Oops. All right, so let's continue. All right, well, let's just actually move on. Let's just move on to the balls deep content.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
Fuck it. Good stuff.
That's deep.
All right, are we still streaming? We should be good. All right, we're just going to move on, wrap this up, and get on with our day. I'm over it. Let's do balls deep. Let's get into... This first one's called Doesn't Hate Being Fat.
What's in the box?
All right, Doesn't Hate Being Fat.
About a month ago, I went to the doctor and I found out my glucose levels are not really where they need to be. And I guess essentially I was diagnosed as pre-diabetic. This scared the crap out of me because genetically I'm inclined to have diabetes. Prior to this diagnosis, I had already kind of altered a lot of my eating habits and how much, you know, I exercise. Because this year I'm trying to get to a place like mind, body, spirit, where I just feel happy and safe and comfortable. Like I said, I have genetics that come into play to how my body is developing in my late 20s. I'd also like to make it very clear that I am a fat person who doesn't hate being fat. I love my body, and a lot of what I'm about is fat liberation and fat acceptance. Since my diagnosis... because I have such a harmful relationship with food in the first place, it has sent me into a frickin' spiral. I did visit my doctor again and asked if she could recommend me to a nutritionist so I could find a better balance. But in my head, I know that that itself could be harmful to me.
Oh, God.
I don't want to be put in a position where somebody tells me that fatness and unhealthiness are the same thing, because I recognize that that's just not true. I also feel like I'm really carrying a lot of guilt about wanting to lose weight so that I can feel more comfortable in my own body. But at the same time, I know that this is something that I wanted for myself for a while, because I'm just not feeling comfortable. And that also makes me feel a lot of guilt. I'm kind of starting to feel like making this video was a bad decision.
There you go.
And I'm coming across a way that I really don't want to.
Yep.
But probably. I'm just like in such a desperate place to find somebody who has gone through what I'm going through or anything similar.
You don't need that at all. You don't need to find someone. You don't need any of that. You need yourself, and you need to unfuck your brain. You need to do the things. You need to be exercising, getting some sun, which you've never gotten before in your life. You have to stop tiptoeing and act like everything is harmful to you. It's not. You're leaning into this victimhood. It's really uncomfortable to watch.
I definitely don't want to turn out like some fucking idiot who resents their past fat body.
You shouldn't be fat. There's no reason to be morbidly obese. It's because of your lifestyle habits. It is objectively unhealthy. What, you know, it's not good for you. So you go down that path, it's going to get dark. It's going to continue to get dark. You change your habits and your input, things are going to get better for you. It's not complicated. It's right there. We have this one. It's called Michelle Obama War on Obesity.
What's in the box?
Big Mike? Michelle Obama? A little Big Mike action?
We love Michelle Obama. I need to say this before. I love Michelle Obama.
Okay, hold on a second. Is this sped up? Because that should not be how someone speaks. It's called Yes and Body Politics. Yes. Oh, God.
I love her very much. There is one thing that she did that really caused a problem. Well, her war on obesity was...
Who makes a war on fat people?
Well, and especially, by the way, it was like fat kids. To get the messaging that the president's wife...
What the fuck is this doing in the folder? What the fuck is that? The fuck was that? I'm not even playing that. We're going to move right along. Fam, we have a transformation video, and then we're going to do a throwback when we give away the Swole card. We're going to move right along. I know this episode was, you know, herky and jerky, and you guys had some problems with the streaming. So we're just going to wrap this up and get this back on the for tomorrow. Transformation, the gym, what one year did. Thankfully, now they're all muted to the point where there's no sound at all, so I have to talk over it. At least we don't have annoying music. Is that the same person? Completely sculpted. Hold on a second. That's a big change. Looks kind of like the same person. This person did a lot of work, maybe in more ways than one. Good for you. Good for you. Okay, we're going to change up the format anyway here on the show. Let's do this throwback, and then we're going to give away today's Swole card. All right, throwback 196. Let's look.
There is absolutely a difference between fat phobia and internalized fat phobia.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
There is a necessary precondition to experience internalized fat phobia.
Low IQ.
That is that you must already be fat.
Oh, wait, are you telling me I have to actually be fat? I can't think I'm fat? Are you telling me what my lived experience is? You see how this doesn't work? It doesn't work. So this in your head isn't true, but that in your head, that is factual, and everyone has to get on their knees and bow to it.
Instead of analyzing and identifying the structures that oppress you, you individualize and internalize those experiences of oppression.
What?
The reason why this doesn't make sense is because it doesn't make sense. They're trying to apply big words and complicated reasoning for something that doesn't fucking exist. Imagine, rather than taking care of your health, you are trying to justify staying fat. Justify staying fat. Justify. I want to do anything but improve my health. Okay, swole card time. Swole slut Falcon, take us away. Let's give away today's swole card beaches. Thanks for sticking around. I don't know what rumble. I don't know what the problem was with the. I don't mind if it's on my end. It's like, okay, something with Comcast, but I don't know what the hell that was. Swole slut, let's go with in the Telegram chat scroll. Let's give this one to Riley Scanlon. Congratulations, Riley.
Congratulations.
All right, congratulations. Send us an email to support@swolenormous.com. Swole card, $28.99. The subject, your mailing address, and the bio of the email. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. Just going to wrap this up now, just so it doesn't cut off again. But appreciate you, beaches. Congratulations, Riley. Tomorrow, we have a couple things. Tomorrow's Ask Papa Solio Live. So we are going to hit with a solid episode. Fingers crossed, no more issues from Rumble or from Telegram or whatever the hell was going on here. I have my bandwidth stats right down here, and it was like fine. So the fact this what happened today has never happened before. Just to say, what happened today has never happened before. Usually it's something obvious. The stream will cut out, and then of course the live stream stop. But everything was fine, and you guys are saying I can't see anything. So it was literally the weirdest. That's why I kind of paused and I was kind of working through it a little bit. So I have no idea what happened. So episode 29, Hundo, tomorrow. Not only that, at midnight tonight, we have P3S10 that is absolutely going live at midnight. So looking forward to sending out the P3S9, looking forward to you getting it, and looking forward to having a big P3S10, 2900 tomorrow. So again, like I always say, it always seems to happen right around these like signature series. We get like internet or connectivity issues. But again, when you do a live stream every single day, you're going to have issues. There could be some episodes that get all herky jerky. And you know, to be honest, it always seems like it's a certain period of time, doesn't it? I feel like when these things happen once in a while, it happens for like a day or two or three in a row, and then it doesn't for a while. And then I forget about it. And then it's like, what the fuck just happened? Because it's not consistent. It's just like random. And then it's like in patches. It'll be like two or three episodes. So it must be something that they're working on, or it must be like the time. That must be what happens when it always seems like it's for a few days in a row. And it seems like it's more often than it's not, because it'll happen for a couple days, but not a fan of that. But it is what it is. Thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow for 2900 Ask Papa Solio Live. Signature series goes live at midnight. There's also audio here in the podcast. I got to go stitch these fucking videos together and salvage whatever bullshit happened today. But thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace, McGee's, Deuce, Magoose. Your boy Papa Solio. Out.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808s, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I gift rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zams. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they came left and they so mad.